At the risk of doing hack radio, we do have dueling polls out there for you to take. And the initial one, I think I saw something similar on the 92.3 The Fan Twitter account earlier today, but I can't recall. I don't see it anywhere here. So I think Keith just posted this. Who is more popular with Browns fans right now, Mike Vrabel or Deshaun Watson? So that is one Twitter poll at 923 The Fan. If you want to vote there, 43 votes in, and 72% are saying Mike Vrabel.
Oh, it's way up now. It's close to getting close to 150. 75-25.
Okay. So I've also tweeted from my personal account at Nick Wilson says, when you hear the question, is Mike Vrabel more popular in Cleveland than Deshaun Watson? What comes to mind? Negativity about Deshaun or positivity about Vrabel? 30 votes in, not necessarily as many as Keith's poll just yet, but 70% of votes saying negativity about Deshaun. Actually, we've updated 38 votes now, 63% saying negativity about Deshaun and positivity about Mike Vrabel. I think Deshaun is just... I think that when it comes to Twitter, I think the worst thing you can do imaginable if you're trying to have an authentic conversation is worry too much about what Twitter thinks. Because you are giving a lot of voice to a potentially a smaller percentage of your audience, a minority of your audience. So I do think, like when I heard the question, I actually did hear a negative question when I first heard the question. And Keith, you're kind of this is kind of an extension of our Mike Vrabel, Jerry Jeudy conversation. That's not the way you intended it. Yes?
Yeah, no, I just think that Mike Vrabel it's intriguing because he's from here. He's a Buckeye. People loved when he came back from the Browns because he's from here and he was a Buckeye. So there's three levels of it. And had you not had Stefanski, people would be like all over him as a head coach. Like, and they want him as Ohio State head coach. So there's a lot of things mixed into here. It's like he's a beloved figure in the area. I don't think this is so much about Deshaun as it is just people love Mike Vrabel. Like, they love everything that he is. We talked before the show. He fits the identity of what this city really is. Like, hard nose, like, he's a physical head coach. Like, that's how he was as a player.
So, I think...
Keith is pushing the narrative, baby.
Well, I think...
I love it.
I would bet that there would be a... And I don't know how many of the votes that we already have. I would imagine that it's not as simple as pro-Vrabel, anti-Deshaun. I think there might be people voting for... or rather, pro-Deshaun, pro-Vrabel, I think there might just be people rooting for Vrabel because of the anything but Deshaun. And that can be anything from everything before the trade, or the last 2 years.
Yeah, but think about this. Like, this is what comes up in conversation. They came up with Donovan Mitchell all the time. It's like he's not homegrown talent. So it took more for you to embrace a guy. Now, he didn't have the off-the-field stuff that Deshaun did, so that is understandable. But when you're a homegrown guy like Mike Vrabel is, it doesn't take that extra step to, like, embrace the guy. He's already been embraced.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'll be honest with you, dude. We've had completely innocuous questions out there about Deshaun that are taken negatively.
Like, Mike Vrabel earlier, I think it was Wednesday when he spoke, he was talking about how he ate dog biscuits as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not hearing that out of, and you shouldn't hear that on Deshaun. He didn't grow up a Browns fan. But that's just the added advantage in this kind of instance that Mike Vrabel has on any player, really. I think he would have that advantage maybe on any player outside of maybe Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett.
No, but if Deshaun had played well the last 2 years, it would be a landslide the other way.
That is definitely true.
So I think that's why people hear a negative. It's almost like you assume a negative question, which I didn't know questions could be negative. But now that I've worked in sports talk for a majority of my adult life, I certainly found out they can be. That is...
Well, I mean, you're allowed to talk through these things.
No, I agree with you, by the way. I don't necessarily look at anybody else on the show as pro-Deshaun. I feel like I have been of... I don't have a Deshaun agenda. And I'm not saying anybody in here does, so I don't want to paint it like that. I feel like a lot of voices in this town do have a Deshaun agenda, though. And it's been tough to not, because you can read through court documents and it can impact your thoughts on that. You can have seen, you know, you can have looked at how Deshaun has talked the last couple of years and have definitive thoughts on how Deshaun has handled things. And I don't think Deshaun has handled it nearly well enough. I think he has insulated himself. I think he has missed a lot of opportunities to make. Listen, in the end, football goes a long way. It doesn't go the entire way. And 2 years in, I think it has hindered him here that people have, when I say people, I'm talking about
people,
general fans. Mm-hmm. I don't think they know who Deshaun is. I think that's a missed opportunity for Deshaun, specifically coming out of the situation he came in. At the same point, I understand it, and I empathize to a big degree. If Browns fans who support Deshaun Watson feel under attack, and maybe this means that Deshaun is right to feel that as well, that Deshaun is under attack from every which way because of the way the last 2 years have gone. And honestly, I don't even think it's mostly us. I think, like, I do think there are a lot of people who move past their bias to give fair takes on Deshaun Watson, who might have real objections to the trade or the accusations and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not trying to open up Pandora's box here, but I get it that, like, it's a little easier to say we should all forget that Sarah Spain called all Browns fans trash 2 years ago because three kids wanted their autographs from Deshaun in his first training. Even as soon as last year, or as recent as last year, we had people coming on the station saying, I don't want the Browns to win because of Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I didn't perceive the question as negative, I think I'm to the point where I totally get it, because it's not just you might be pro-Deshaun. You're also sick of the fact that this thing hasn't worked out. So it's like any question you ask about Deshaun, there's no purity. There's nothing that you can get to where you feel just positive about it. And I think that, so even if you don't take it negatively, it's a question about Deshaun, there's going to be a negative connotation.
Every time. And I don't know where that goes, how it goes, Nick, at this point. I just want to watch the dude play football and hope he plays well.
Yeah.
I don't have to like the guy.
Yeah, well,
I don't know that I like any play. I mean, in terms of, like, off the field stuff, like, it's not great.
I just think Baker's the perfect litmus test for this. When Baker was doing all the crap in 2020 and making us laugh, we were laughing because they were winning. And when Baker did the, I'm going to have three different facial hair looks within the same game day, it was annoying. And I know that we're dealing with a lot higher level stuff here, and there's things that go from what Deshaun was accused of and all this, but, like, I think it's easier for people in the media who we talk about this every day, we see a lot more. I think it's easier for us to say, well, I don't know, I need to like Deshaun. I think that's a lot tougher when it's not your job and you don't spend 5 hours a day talking about it or thinking about it. Because I think the situation, it's a situation the Browns put themselves in. It's a situation Deshaun is certainly, you know, responsible for his part of this. The NFL probably deserves some blame, but, like, Browns fans didn't choose this, even if they saw the logic in the trade. And so I can understand wanting to have the conversation, but, like, if you say, is Mike Vrabel one of the five most popular Browns, people are still going to relate that to Deshaun Watson. So whether it's the intent, I think, doesn't matter anymore. By the way, about 59% of votes saying when they hear is Mike Vrabel more popular in Cleveland than Deshaun, 59% saying that they feel negativity about Deshaun. That's what comes to mind, not positivity about Mike Vrabel. Then we flip over to the other of the dueling polls, who is more popular with the Browns fans right now, Deshaun Watson and Mike Vrabel, 230 votes in, 74% saying Mike Vrabel.
It's pretty surprising, is it not?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that I would expect this. Because a lot of it is because of what Keith is saying. We love our own here. And I mentioned, listen, if Deshaun had played well the last 2 years, that's because Deshaun would be our own. If Deshaun plays well the last 2 years, he would be accepted. It's that simple.
Okay, and what do you think it would be? Let's say Baker going into that last year, not after the last year because there are a lot of things that happened that people didn't like, maybe him not agree with the organization. Going into the last year of Baker, what do you think the percentage would be if Mike Vrabel was here then?
I think it would be much more 50-50.
That's what I think, too. I think it would be split. But I think that speaks to people loved Baker, but they just love Mike Vrabel that much that he could equal that.
Can I tell you what it also really speaks to? And this is, again, the flawed premise of every Deshaun conversation. We have no before with Deshaun. There's no 2020 in here with Deshaun. There's no 2019. There's no that ridiculous stretch of football he put up in 2017 as a rookie before the injury. There's none of that. So with Baker, if we're having the same conversation in 2020, in the midst of the Baker Wars, if we're having that same conversation, honestly, we're looking back and going, well, listen, Mike Vrabel's from here. We love him. But, like, Baker is Cleveland because he just beat Pittsburgh. So there might be more people willing to slag Baker at that time. There's still so many more people that are like, screw Mike Vrabel. He didn't win in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
He's from here. We love him. He's a Buckeye. But those Patriots titles don't mean a damn thing to me. 216-474-0092. We're doubling up on polls here, guys. You can take either one here. At 923 The Fan, who is more popular with Browns fans right now, Deshaun Watson or Mike Vrabel? And at Nick Wilson says, when you hear the question, is Mike Vrabel more popular in Cleveland than Deshaun Watson, what comes to mind? Negativity about Deshaun, positivity about Vrabel.